Hello guys, this is Denilson de Lima speaking. I'm the person responsible for the blog Inglês na Ponta da Língua. Well, the reason you are listening to this audio file is because I'm trying to have a podcast here on the blog. If you don't know what a podcast is, don't worry much about it, because this is just a technical name we give to this thing that you are listening to right now. I really hope you like this new experience here on the blog, because we're gonna have more stuff like this here from now on. That's what I have in mind. And as our first podcast, or as our first tip on audio file, I want to tell you about a question someone asked the other day on Facebook. The person wanted to know what the difference is between everyday and every day. That is, the person didn't want to know the difference in meaning, but the difference in pronunciation. So the question actually was, how do you pronounce everyday as one word and everyday as two words? Before I go on with this, let me ask you something. We have Inglês na Ponta da Língua on Facebook. So if you have a Facebook account, just visit or go to our fan page in there and like it, because you're gonna love the interaction and all the tips that we give to people in there. Just go to www.facebook.com/Denilson de Lima and click on like, because you're definitely gonna like it. Well, anyway, as I was saying, the other day someone asked on Facebook the difference between everyday and everyday, the difference in pronunciation. What I have to say here is that there is no difference at all in pronouncing everyday as one word and everyday as two words. They sound pretty much the same thing. But the pronunciation is not the thing that you have to worry about everyday and everyday. What you really have to learn is how to write these words. That is so, because if you use the wrong one when writing, you'll be making a mistake in the everyday English you use every day. To help you with that, always keep in mind that everyday, written as one word, means something like comum, normal, corriqueiro, rotineiro, etc. It's an adjective. To help you with that, always keep in mind that everyday, written as one word, means something like comum, normal, corriqueiro, rotineiro. It's an adjective. Then it is used in combination with nouns. That means that in English we can talk about everyday activities, atividades rotineiras, atividades corriqueiras, atividades comuns. We can also have everyday conversation with our friends. Everyday conversation means bate-papo de sempre, conversa cotidiana, conversa de sempre, conversa rotineira. Now we have everyday written as two words. In this case, the meaning is todos os dias, diariamente. As an example, I can say that you are always complaining about doing the same things every day. I can also say that you have lunch at the same restaurant every day. The most important thing here is that you gotta get used to both the spelling forms and their meanings. It's important to learn how to use every day as a single word and every day as two words in written English. In spoken English, you learn by listening and paying attention to the way people use both words, everyday and everyday. So keep your ears wide open for everyday and everyday. In case you haven't gotten the point, just go to denilsodelima.blogspot.com and search for A Diferença Entre Everyday e Everyday. I wrote a post about that some years ago. I guess it's worth reading it so as to learn better. Well, I guess that's all about it, and this is our first tip on audio, and of course, in English. I really hope you have liked it. If you have, just send me an email, a message, anything, because I'll be more than happy to know what you have to say about this new experience, this new thing here on the blog. Take care, and have a wonderful day.